You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Doctor is brought to you by Dog.com. For everything and anything dog, shop Dog.com today for all the top brands. Greenies, Frontline, Kong, Nylabone, Royal Canin, and more. Shop at Dog.com and use the promo code SADDOC, S-A-D-D-O-C, and get $15 off your order of $75 or more.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
We've all experienced pain caused by sound. Think of music blaring from your neighbor's stereo system at 1 a.m. Instant headache. But how about sound easing pain? It sounds like science fiction. No surgery, no pills, no salves, lotions, or potions. Simply send sound waves through a body and stop pain, heal bones, or treat long-standing wounds. Thanks to extracorporeal shock wave therapy being used in veterinary medicine, dogs, cats, horses are heeding the call to an improved quality of life. My guest is board-certified Los Angeles-based veterinary surgeon, Dr. Ed Leeds. So sit, stay, and learn an exciting way to treat a plethora of ailments. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
"So how do you feel about cat condos?"
we can say from experience,
"Feels like home for her."
Enter the code DOCTOR10, D-O-C-T-O-R, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to florop.com and use the code DOCTOR20 at checkout. FLEUROP.com, code word DOCTOR and the number 20.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets. Every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Leeds, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Dr. Leeds, as looking through your bio, one of the things that I saw is that you spent a fair amount of time in Japan. And knowing that we recently had this major earthquake in Japan, any of your colleagues been affected that you know of?
Not that I know of. Everybody seems to be safe over there.
One of the things I found amazing, thanks to the internet, one of our listeners, her name is Sherry, has contacted me several times. She actually needed a surgeon because she has a little dog, that Cheek, that she adopted from a rescue organization there. And she was so kind. She sent me some emails letting me know how she was doing. Thankfully, she was about 6.5 miles away on the west, northwest side of the Japanese peninsula, and says she hasn't been affected. But the people there in Japan are definitely so attached to their animals, just as we are here in the United States. Very similar to when we had our tragedy of Katrina, they are not allowing animals into some of their shelters. So she was telling me about a group, a humane group there, because they don't have a national humane society, again, as we have here. But they have a group called the Animal Rescue of, maybe you can tell me how to pronounce it, K-A-N-S-A-I, Kansai?
Kansai, yes.
Kansai. It was actually started several years ago, 20 years ago, by a British woman. And now this group is very much involved in this rescue organization. They're doing as much as they can. So if any of our listeners want to learn more, Mark, our producer, is going to put a link on this site so you can go to it and learn about it. It is a nonprofit organization registered, just in case anyone's interested. But on to the shocking news of what is going on for pain relief here in the United States, and I'm sure they're using it other places. Number one, fancy term, extracorporeal. So if I remember my Latin roots, this is outside of the body sound waves. Inside of the body, I guess you think of barking and meowing in our animals. But tell us, what is this extracorporeal? What is it?
What it is shock waves are high energy focused sound waves that are generated outside the body that can be focused at a specific site within the body. What shock waves are, they are sound waves that are generated utilizing a machine which produces a series of high focused pressure acoustic waves which travel through a probe through the skin and the soft tissue. When the waves meet the tissue of different densities, such as where soft tissue, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, and bone meet, the energy contained in the shock waves is released and interacts with the tissue. It produces then both mechanical and cellular effects.
Now, I was thinking about other types of sound waves methodology that people might be familiar with, and you think of ultrasound.
Well, it's more analogous to breaking the sound barrier, sound waves, a gun being shot off. Ultrasound is a different form of waves. It's not like shockwaves. Shockwaves are actually produced from an electric spark, which then generates a energy which is then focused out through the probe.
Now, is this something only being used in veterinary medicine, or is there an analogous use in human medicine?
Well, it actually started off at being used for lithotripsy. So what that means is breaking up kidney and gallstones was initially the first use of shock waves. And what they found in humans was that when they took radiographs of these people, they saw an increased density to the pelvic bones. Thus, they started to investigate and found that the shock waves were actually increasing the blood supply to the pelvis, increasing the density of the bone. They then have started using it in people for plantar fasciitis, which is inflammation of the bottom of the foot, tennis elbow, and also there is a condition in people of spontaneous avascular necrosis of the femoral head, where they're using shock waves to revascularize the bone.
actually, as I was talking in the beginning, this listener over in Japan, she has this little dog, Cheek, and the reason she first contacted me, she had this little poodle that had Legperthes disease, translated, not getting enough blood supply to the head of the femur, and she found a surgeon there that was best thing for the dog was just removing that little ball of the head. Now, would something like this being used in osteoporosis?
We do not utilize it for osteoporosis. However, if one can diagnose Legperthes disease before there are any bony changes, in other words, if you can get an MRI early enough that shows the changes under the MRI with no bone destruction or cartilage collapse, one of my colleagues in New York who utilizes shockwaves has treated four cases and revascularized them. So it is possible to revascularize a bone that is avascular, but I don't think one could do a generalized osteoporotic condition.
Shucks, because I'm one of those women who now has osteopenia. It's getting there, and I'm taking my medication and my calcium and all the rest, but it's like, I could do something like this. So
no,
off the subject. Okay. I'll continue to take my medication
like a good girl. But what they're studying now in people is also utilizing it for healing of chronic non-healing ulcers. So they're studying that also in people, and we have utilized it in a limited number of cases in treating lick granulomas.
If you could tell the listeners what a lick granuloma is, because it is all too common and such a bugaboo to try and get it to be cured. If people have tried a little bit of everything, what is lick granuloma?
Well, lick granuloma is a self-induced area on the skin that the animal starts licking at, causing the area to become inflamed, loss of hair, and it develops into a cycle of just the animal constantly licking at it. And we've tried everything from injecting steroids to snake venom, and we have had only a limited number of cases. We've only done two cases with lick granulomas, but both of those cases did respond.
That's very good percentage. Now, as I was doing a little bit of research on this shockwave therapy, I understand there's a couple different types of shockwaves. And what are you using in veterinary medicine?
We're using the electrohydraulic.
And this
machine that we utilize, the one that actually produces a spark within a liquid media.
And what I was reading, it sounds like it's a little bit on the noisy side also.
It is. It makes a large clicking noise. A loud clicking noise. And for this reason, plus the fact that it can be discomforting, the animals need to be sedated or actually put under anesthesia, depending on how many sites we're going to treat and whether or not the animal requires radiographs before treatment.
Are you treating just dogs? Because looking at some of the articles, so what else are you treating?
We have actually treated cats. We've treated dogs and cats. Those are the only two species that we treat. However, it is utilized very extensively at the racetrack. So horses are being constant. As a matter of fact, the equine practitioners were the first in veterinary medicine to utilize shockwave therapy for treating ligaments, tendons, and sesamoid bones.
So these are all in their legs and their feet.
That's correct. They've also done some lumbosacrals, but I don't have any data on that in horses.
So that lower portion of the back, that seems to be such a common area in dogs in particular for having pain in their backs. How do you treat that? How many treatments does it take?
That happens to be our most common treatment that we utilize shockwaves for, is treating cardiequina syndrome, which is analogous to sciatica in people, where there is a pinching of the nerves in the lower back. And we treat these with the shockwaves. Our success overall has been 89%. of the animals we have treated have returned to how they were before they actually developed sciatica. About 20% require more than one treatment. So 80% of the cases we've done require only one treatment at that site. We do apply 1,000 shocks to that site.
How long would a procedure like that take, 1,000 shocks? Is it short or extended?
It's actually quite short. The shocks are administered at a rate of 240 shocks per minute. So you're looking at a little over 4 minutes.
And it seems like the success rate is just amazing. So these animals come into you. Explain what a dog with caudate equina would look like. What breeds would be most affected?
Yeah. This is quite interesting. We will see caudate equina syndrome both in cats and dogs. And in actuality, there doesn't necessarily seem to be a breed or size predilection. The animals can present to us with anything from a mild rear leg lameness to an acute toe-tapping lameness to things which are more subtle. The owner reports that the animal just is not eating as well as it was, is a little bit more anxious when you come around its rear end, doesn't want to go for walks as it did, is reluctant to go upstairs but will come downstairs, doesn't want to jump into the car but will jump out of the car, may stop while it's walking, doesn't want to bring its toys to play with, may be a little agitated when you get around the rear end. So in some cases, we'll see dogs who have absolutely no lameness at all but are just presenting with these very obscure signs which owners will always recognize. And when we see these dogs, we actually can see on their face, it sounds strange, but they actually look unhappy. And their tail carriage may be lower than normal. And after treatments, sometimes within a week, these animals come back and you can actually almost see a smile on their face. It's extremely rewarding.
It sounds like, as you're saying, these signs are so extremely vague. Too often I'll have clients come in going, oh yeah, doc, you know, it's there for a wellness checkup, just a well baby checkup. And, well, how's it doing at home? Any problems getting up or down? Ah, yeah, it's getting older. It's just not moving around as well. But there may be truly then something going on that is treatable.
That is correct.
How do you typically work this up? Because one of the things that would come to mind for me would be, okay, well, this pet has arthritis. And, you know, gee, it's an older dog, so maybe some arthritis in its hips or knees. How do you differentiate what's going on and that this is going to be the proper treatment modality for the pet?
Well, the beauty is that we can actually treat other forms of pain. In other words, other forms of pain associated with arthritis. So if the animal comes in and we determine that the animal is limping or is painful in the hips, and radiographically we see signs of arthritis in the hips, then we will treat the hips as well as the lower lumbar spine. So if we find multiple joint involvement, then we will treat more than one side at the same time. So we distinguish from hips and spine basically by our physical examination, trying to elicit pain when we push on the lower lumbar spine, when we raise the tail, when we do a rectal exam, when we bring the legs back. When the hind legs are brought back in full extension back, then what it does in dogs that have instability or abnormal motion between the last lumbar vertebra and the sacrum, though that causes the sacrum to go up, causing a pinching of the nerves in those dogs that have instability. So we diagnose it both through physical examination and radiographs.
So you have a dog that has this pain in its back. So now we say we're going to be doing this extracorporeal shockwave therapy for the pet. It comes in. what do you need to do? So here you have this fluffy dog. Do you need to shave it down like you do for an ultrasound?
Correct. What we have, first thing we have to do, the dog needs to be off NSAIDs. So the animal cannot be on any non-steroidal anti-inflammatories nor any steroids.
Why is that?
Well, the reason is that what this, although we don't fully understand how shockwaves work within the cells, the principle seems to be converting a chronic process to more of an acute process. So what you're actually doing is you're almost causing counter irritation. And this, then, we want the animal to have an inflammatory response. We want to bring in new blood vessels and bone morphogenic proteins so that we can start to heal this process. We don't exactly know how the pain is relieved, but the amazing thing is that in some cases, we've had a cervical disc dog, a dog that had severe calcifications of his neck discs all the way through from C23 to 6-7, and this dog would come in totally shaking, neck guarding, and in actual tremors and spasms. And as soon as the shockwaves were applied, the animal recovered and the spasms would immediately stop. So how this works, we really don't know. But in some cases, the response is immediate.
Listening to you right now, I myself have a bad cervical disc, and I take my ibuprofen every night, and I take my muscle relaxants as necessary. It was like, really? Well, that sounds so much better than having surgery. Are they? I hate to put you on the spot. Are they doing this for people?
No, they are not. It is not approved.
Too bad.
Yeah, at this point, the approval for humans is very limited, basically to tennis elbow, plantar fasciitis, and avascular necrosis. The human machine apparently is quite large. It's apparently a very huge machine in a fixed position, whereas the machine we use is portable.
Sometimes it does sound like veterinary medicine definitely is doing a much better job than human medicine.
Certainly in this case, it does seem that way.
So here you've been using this therapy on dogs. It sounds as though many of them have marvelous relief. Are there still some that need a multimodal type of approach? So a little bit of this, a little bit of that, still needing non-steroidals?
What we have found is that depending on the condition and depending on the location and the chronicity of the problem, we have found that approximately 16 or so percent of our cases will require a second treatment. The cervical disc dog that I'm talking about, we actually did three treatments on him before he went back to being totally normal. But we've been doing this now for 3 years, almost to the month, and we have had a number of cases from our first treatment 3 years ago that have not come back for second treatments. We just recently had a lower back dog that was one of our first and came back 3 years almost to the day for a second treatment. So we feel that the average relief lasts somewhere between 10 to 12 months, but we've had some last as long as 3 years.
Wow. We're chatting right now with Dr. Ed Leeds. He is a board-certified veterinary surgeon based in Los Angeles, talking about extracorporeal shockwave therapy and how it's giving pain relief to many dogs, cats, and horses. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PETMEDS. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, journalists, and bloggers. And we'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a first-hand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Dr. Leeds, it sounds as though your success rate is very good, but it's probably not good for your bottom line because you're not coming back for more treatments. So you're winning through, having a decrease in your population of patients coming through the door. Is this treatment very expensive?
The cost is $300 per 500 pulses. And we routinely give 1,000 pulses. So you're looking at $600 per site. In other words, if we were to do a hip and, say, one hip in the back, that would be four sites. That would be 2,000 shocks. So that would be $1,200 for that treatment, plus the cost of any sedation, consult, x-rays, blood work that needs to be done. So the treatment itself can be, $750 if we just do one site with sedation. We then will include our two rechecks. We recheck them at 1 week and then again 2 weeks later after that. And at that time, we decide whether another treatment is indicated, or sometimes we'll decide that after the first week. But routinely, what happens is the animal is treated, goes home on restricted activity for 1 week. And the reason that we restrict the activity is that some of these animals feel so good afterwards that we're afraid they're going to hurt themselves. So we have just kind of leash walking, limited activity for the first week, and then if everything looks good, after that, we're back to normal activity, and then we recheck at the 3 week mark.
Since you are a boarded surgeon and been doing this for 3 years, prior to that time, what would you do for a dog that had this cauda equina syndrome, this lumbosacral problem, sciatica problem? What would you do for that? What was your technique? And then also do a cost comparison of that to what you're now doing with the shockwave therapy.
Right. Well, we would approach them in two ways. If we felt that the animal was not severe, then we actually referred them for acupuncture. And what we found was the reason that we actually went to this treating lumbosacral disease is that we almost make the analogy of shockwaves being like acupuncture, but with sound waves and lasting longer. So initially, what we tried it on was on these cases, which we normally would have referred for acupuncture. And that's basically what happened. We found that we were able to treat these animals with one or two treatments and get effects that would last 10 to 12 months. So we stopped referring them for acupuncture and started treating them with shockwaves.
Now, so it's more like sound wave acupressure.
I guess that would be a good analogy. Yes.
Okay.
And the other thing, depending on whether or not there was actually a nerve deficit. In other words, if the animal had a neurologic problem, then we're talking about an animal now that has to be sent for an MRI, and then we're talking about surgery to decompress that area. So we don't feel that this is a treatment for animals with severe neurologic dysfunction. We feel this is a treatment basically for pain.
So it's the earlier signs before they've gotten so severe.
That's correct.
What would the cost be if, for instance, you had to go to surgery?
Well, then you're looking at, you know, an MRI and surgery. Now you're looking at, you know, somewhere in, you know, between $4,000 and $6,000. So, you know, the cost is certainly much greater, and we feel that our results have in actuality been better. There are certain dogs that we're reluctant to try shockwaves on, certainly animals who have become extremely aggressive due to their pain. We're a little bit reluctant to try to treat those because those animals we find usually need surgery.
And you'd mentioned that in humans, they're using shockwave therapy for lithotripsy. And yes, there are those cats, dogs that get bladder stones, kidney stones.
Yes.
Is there any indication at this time for using shockwave therapy for those types of conditions?
Not this machine. This is a different wave.
This is not a
destructive wave. This is a wave that is healing wave rather than one that breaks apart things.
Do you know of any of your colleagues who are looking into that?
I do not know that.
Okay.
I think there are some that are actually utilizing small lithotripsy machines, but I know in the bladder and the stones have to be of a certain size, I believe.
We've been talking so much about doing this on dogs. What would be some of the indications for doing this on cats, and how many cats have you treated?
Well, cats, you know, develop arthritis as well. And also, cauda equina syndrome is very common in cats. We'll see a lot of cats that have obscure signs. He doesn't want to be petted on the back end. He doesn't want to jump up anymore. He growls every time you come near his tail. So it is a underdiagnosed condition in cats. And just like dogs, you know, arthritis of the elbow, of the hips, that causes pain and discomfort can be treated the same way as they are in dogs. We treat, you know, all forms of pain, bicipital tendinitis, other forms of shoulder pain, hip, back, elbows, stifles, wrists, hocks. We'll also, you know, treat Achilles tendon inflammations. So anything that is causing pain and discomfort seems to be an indication.
So it seems for some of the sports dogs, agility dogs, those that are
That's
doing
correct.
Fly ball, that'd be perfect for them.
As a matter of fact, we have treated 10 performance dogs with bicipital or shoulder lameness due to inflammation of the shoulder. Some of these animals showed absolutely no clinical signs unless they were working. But these dogs, 6 of the 10 required second treatments, and we feel that that's because they are performance dogs. But there is some evidence that in calcification of the bicipital tendon, shockwaves may actually break up these calcium deposits.
Marvelous. I mean, it really helps these dogs that are so high performance dogs. And I know we just finished with the Iditarod sled dog race. I can imagine many of those dogs would really appreciate having therapy like this.
I would think so.
So cats, dogs, any other animals that you've worked on?
No, we have not. Just cats and dogs.
This is not a very commonly used procedure. So, yes, you're based in Los Angeles, and people, of course, can always come to you from wherever.
We're actually in Torrance.
Okay, Torrance, kind of Los Angeles area for those people that are back in New York. Los Angeles County. How about people that live in other parts of the United States? How common is it to find a practitioner who is using this shockwave therapy?
I honestly can't answer it. I know that one of my colleagues in New York is utilizing it. Some of the universities are utilizing it up in Davis, Tennessee, Purdue, University of Wisconsin, Colorado State, all of those, Iowa State, are utilizing shockwave therapies. And in some instances, because it's so commonly used at the tracks, small animal practitioners have teamed up with equine practitioners to utilize their machines.
So though it may not be your practitioner down the street that's doing this, it sounds like people listening to this show will probably be able to find somebody fairly close by if this seems like an appropriate treatment modality for their pet.
And, you know, certainly, you know, if they have any questions, they could contact the manufacturer, who is PulseVet, which is located in Alpharetta, Georgia. And through PulseVet, they would be able to tell them a list of practitioners who could provide shockwave therapy for them.
And if people want to know more about this, too, you have a very nice article on your website, which they can go to our website and learn more about it. So, Dr. Leeds, this has been very interesting because I personally, I hate to say it, had not heard about it till I started reading it in one of my journals and going, huh, this sounds interesting. I have a feeling my listeners would like to know about this also. Any other plans that you have to use this type of shockwave therapy for other types of indications? Or are you basically going to be using it, sounds like, for arthritis, soft tissue like a disc issue, some wounds like the lick granulomas? Anything else you're planning on using it for or trying it on?
Well, chronic non-healing wounds is another indication. We would love to be able to get some early leg Perthes disease to try it on. That would be wonderful if we can avoid doing FHOs. The only problem, as you well know, it's just difficult to get these early enough before there's any bone or cartilage collapse.
And what breeds would people say, okay, I have such a breed, I should be aware of it, what do I look for?
Well, these are what you should be looking are the toy and miniature breeds that are young, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 6, 8 months, and all of a sudden they're starting to limp on one of their back legs. And as soon as those animals can be diagnosed through an MRI, before there's any changes radiographically, these animals would probably benefit greatly.
Dr. Leeds, this has really been fascinating information. I do appreciate you being with us today, letting the listeners know about this extracorporeal sound wave shock therapy. So thank you so much for being with us today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
great. Well, listeners, if you have any questions about this type of therapy, best person to ask, as always, on any question is your own personal veterinarian. But you can also contact me at thepetdoctor@petliferadio.com, and I will get back to you. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Mark Winter, our producer, for putting together a great show. Please listen again next week, and we'll have more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner you can be. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.